Christmas.
We're glad that we can't get hold of that one. The other one, I think that other one, we're flying up in my arm, in my sky, you think?
I think it might very well be. Yes, we had a yellow balloon earlier on today, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we had a yellow balloon. What happened to it? It flied. It flied. It flew away, I think you mean.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so what happened?
But I did it.
You let go of the string, didn't you? And it went up in the air.
I nearly cried.
You nearly cried and watched it go up, but then we realised. Isn't it funny? Because we read the storybook, didn't we, about a yellow balloon with a big smiley face, and that went up in the sky. And the balloon you lost was a yellow one, wasn't it?
But now, I didn't let go of a string, a blue green one.
A white one?
I didn't let go.
No, but we got another one, didn't we? This one is a white one.
Yeah.
And you didn't let go of the string, but unfortunately...
It's gone down.
It's gone down. The air must have come out of it.
Yeah. But...
Right, so what would you like
to play? Who's done that? Look.
Oh dear, Daddy's put his newspaper on the garage, hasn't he?
Let's take it off.
Right. under magazine.
Throw that away.
All right, listen, I'll have a biscuit with my cup of coffee. Would you like one?
No, thanks.
Or a bun?
No. Okay, thanks.
Well, yeah, well, it's not a biscuit, actually. It's some flapjack, isn't it?
Car.
Would you like to put it into my bedroom? Excuse me, what did you say?
What?
You just made a rude noise. What do you say?
Nothing.
Excuse me, please, or pardon me would be nice. Well, shall we move it into the middle of the room, Thomas?
Yes. I'll get it. How's that?
That's fine. Would you like me to find you some cars?
What's that?
Would you like me to find you some more cars?
Yes, please.
Oh, this is very nice because... Oh, no. Just caught my box with it, man.
Oh no, darling!
No, darling. Just caught my blouse.
What? A...
On your toy box, and it's ripped the blouse. Look at that.
Oh no!
Oh dear, dear.
You can have one of my jelly babies.
What, to cheer me up?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's necessary, thank you.
Yeah, I moved my bicycle.
Like they were.
Wait.
Would the bus go down?
I think so.
Yes, or is it too big for those?
It might be or not.
What about those little cars? Are they too big to go down? If the buses, I think they will be, so I'll try.
Right.
And if it's no good, we've got some other cars. Is that too big as well?
No.
Right, it is, yeah.
I can't go anymore.
So let's see if we've got some small cars.
I have my hand.
Did you? On the box. You put your hand on the
box? Yes.
Right, these little cars will go down, Thomas, I'm sure.
Sure.
I think they will.
Thanks.
I'll put the other ones back if they don't fit.
Oh dear, that big one doesn't work. Well, this one.
Which one?
That brown one. Oh, where the phone comes from? Dad.
It's about the cabs from your lorries. Oh, yes. Oh, no, the cab tips up. This one should be all right. No, none of them really work well, do you?
No, I don't. Out of that.
I think it's just this one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That little car works well. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, my mum can't go.
Let's try this.
What? Oh, yes.
No, that's too big.
Yeah.
What about this from the yellow from the Lego train? Oh, that goes well, doesn't it? That's great.
Yeah.
Look, fire engine. Oh, that goes down well. Right, shall we put these things away that aren't going to work? No, that doesn't, does it? And that didn't really work. And that was too big.
If it was turned it round, you know.
Does it?
It does.
Oh, what's about the train?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, very good. That's another one that works.
Is it? What about the fire engine?
We've borrowed this from Ben, haven't we? It's Ben's garage.
What about the wooden train set?
No, I don't think we need the things from the wooden train set.
What about the train?
Cousin?
What
about
the next?
Do you think a train would go down it? You could try those, couldn't you?
Yeah. Cool.
I think most of the trains from the train set would work.
Yes, I think these ones can work.
Oh, the bus was too big as well, wasn't it?
Oh,
oh dear. I think they'll have to go down on their own, Thomas, not going to go.
Bother!
Bother.
And let's try this way.
Oh, don't put the sound on. No, just let it go on its own. No, don't bother with the sound, Thomas. Turn the sound off, please. Turn it off. That's it. No, off. Off, please. That's it. Right. Just let it just go on its own. I don't want the noise, thank you. No, I don't want any noise, Thomas.
It's going off on its own.
Look at all those boys walking past.
Yeah.
What? You're not going to use this
No,
phone.
No, it was down there. No.
Don't get crumbs on it. That nice?
Yeah. Ben be really upset.
Ben might be really upset. Well, it's nice of him. He's let us have this garage to play with, hasn't he, really overnight?
What does Ben kind of say?
Well, you like playing with Ben's garage and you haven't got a garage. Would you like some more?
No. I can't stay here.
Ben was going to bed early, so... They said we could use the garage overnight.
Let's try this! That really works.
That works very well, doesn't it?
It does.
Next. I think the little yellow car's the best though, don't you?
I think... Let's try this!
That's a road sign.
Let's try this. That can work.
Well, you're pushing things down the garage ramp, aren't you? And a lot of the cars are too big to go down, aren't they?
Yeah. That's fine. Try my post lorry.
Your post lorry's fine, yes, try that.
Oh, my train. What is this?
No, not that, Thomas, no, no. No, that's not a toy, is it?
Also over there. I can't reach.
Do you want me to help?
Oh, what about my fire engine?
I'll try that, yes. I think, no, it's too big. That's why I was looking at the size of it. No, it's quite too big.
That was it.
We needed one to borrow some cars, didn't we?
Yes, yeah,
we should have borrowed some cars, but we didn't do because we thought we had plenty of cars at home. Right, try the post, Laurie.
Right.
And then we'll have a look at the garage, the other side, and see what it does. No, you need to move the fire engine, Thomas. That's too big to go down. It's buffing everything else.
Oh, no.
Move the fire engine and then the post lorry will go down.
Right. Right. Okay.
Okie dokie, did you just say?
Oh. I just telling what. In a minute, there's going to be a big bash.
Is there?
In a minute, it's coming.
No, you shouldn't bash them, Thomas. That's silly.
This bash.
Does that go down? Oh, I see. This is one of these cars that you need to pull it back first, so it's not going to work, is it? No, it doesn't go around corners. The car with the TNT, Mary, does that work? No, because the wheels are broken. This yellow car works really well, doesn't it?
Yes. No, catch me.
And I think the fire engine works well as well, doesn't it? I'm looking for one of these, Thomas. Where's these gates?
Yeah.
We had another one somewhere, didn't we?
But I've broken it.
No, you haven't broken it. It was broken already. Right, so let's have a look at this. What does it say on top? Car park service 24 hours. Right.
Right.
Now look, each of these parking spaces, it says P for parking. And there are bollards. And it says 1, 2, 3. Three cars can park that side and three cars can park this side. And that's the ramp.
I don't know. This car's coming.
Look, it says you can go 10 miles an hour in this car park. And look, there's a petrol station there, can you see?
Yeah.
Petrol pumps.
I'm going here.
And what's this? Elevator. Oh, Thomas, look at this.
What?
Put a car on there.
Yeah.
Put a car on there. Put the yellow car on. Right.
And now?
Right, now put it on. Now look, you lift it up like this.
Yes, what then?
Well then, the mechanic can go underneath, can't he?
What can it?
The mechanic can go underneath, the engineer can go underneath. If he's repairing the cars, he can have a look underneath. Steady now. Ah, oh, look at this, car wash. Brilliant, look at the car wash. Look at that, it can go through and wash like we do when we do Daddy's car. Look at that. Have you got a cold or snuffling? No, we don't sniff like that. Thomas, then you know what that is, don't you?
Yeah. No, I don't.
It's a lift.
Oh.
It lifts things right up to the top. And I think this is the bit that she said was broken, didn't she?
Yeah.
We're winding it up, nothing's happening. You can lift it by hand, though. Can't you? I would imagine that lifts for people to get on, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yes. You park the car right at the top and rather than walking all the way down, you get the lift down. Or you've done your shopping and you get back to the lift and you press the button to go all the way to the top so you can carry your heavy bags of shopping.
Mate, you want to hop on and you got some shopping?
I have, yes, I'll get on. There we are, Mum. Thank you.
That.
Lovely. Oh dear, where have I left the car? Oh, I've just remembered I had it in the car today, in the fire engine, look. Park the fire engine in parking space number 2, haven't I?
I'm parked in number... Oh no, the apple... I bought my car in my car!
Your car's there.
Oh no, it's broken.
And the car's not broken. Thomas, stop sniffing, please. Do you want your nose blowing?
No, I'm parking in number 2.
You're parking in number 2 at Verry, but which one's number 1?
Go on, number 1.
Which one's number 2?
Number 2.
No, number 2, number 3.
Yeah.
Oh, look, and here on this side it says car park level 1, level 2.
Yeah.
And there are arrows telling you which way you must drive out, but look, when you get there, you can either go straight down the ramp, to go out, or you can come over here, and I think you can control which way people go with this. Now, the other one was full of McMillan, wasn't it? Where is it, Thomas?
I don't know.
Shall we see what happens when something goes down the ramp with the with it like that?
Yeah.
Just watch. Look. Oh, it's opened up. It's opened up and the car's gone out. Right, now you keep it shut and see what happens. It'll have to go in that way, won't it? Keep it shut up and it'll have to go that way, won't it?
It's parking.
Is it parking?
Number three.
I called it a garage, but really it's more a car park, isn't it? A car park, a car wash and a petrol station. Tom, stop sniffing. Do you want a tissue? Thomas, stop it, or the garage goes. Don't sniff, it's not nice.
We're going to hop on the lift.
Yes.
But it's just going up. Just going up.
Look, this little man would go in the lift. On your train set, wouldn't he?
As I get down. Thanks. Because China. It's called Little China.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a funny name. How do you like that? Thomas, please stop sniffing. Shall we get a tissue and wipe your nose?
Pussycat sniff.
Just I don't think our pussycat sniffs, does she?
Just ginger butters.
Ginger butters be sniffs, does he?
Yeah.
Right, this car's coming down now.
What's that?
Got some flapjack on it, haven't we? Right. Now, are you going to get the car in and let it go? Let it go right up to the top.
Where's it called? It's here.
Is it?
At the top.
Yes.
But you missed your car. Somebody else is in.
Oh, right. Next car came down and knocked it out, didn't it?
Nearly, but they don't.
Can you see where there's a meter to pay for the car park? Or is there a car park attendant or something? No, there's just petrol, an elevator, a lift and a car wash, isn't there?
Bell.
It's a pity the lift doesn't work, isn't it? That's a real shame. Not the lift, the lift. What's happened to that?
They
must have sat on it or something, do you think?
Yeah.
Elevator's good as well, isn't it, Sally?
Might be. This car's going to wash it.
Is it?
Wash.
Will it have a polish as well?
Maybe a polish. That's not having a polish.
Isn't it? What can you do with a car? You can vacuum it and polish it on the inside. You can wash it and polish it on the outside, can't you?
Yeah.
And it's sparkling clean in and out. What does Daddy keep in his car?
He just keep it still shiny.
Does he keep it shiny?
Yeah.
And what do we have in the glove compartment? You know, the little box inside the car?
Yeah.
What does Daddy keep in there?
Yeah.
Well, you open it every time you get in the car and have a look, don't you?
Money.
What is it? Money.
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 Do that can work?
I think the train will go down, yes. Wow. That's right, it needs a helping hand, doesn't it? Halfway down. Can you see where it's telling you to drive 10 miles an hour, Thomas? Can you see the speed limit?
What?
That's number 10. Look, 1 and a 0.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 0.
1 and a 0. 10.
10. Right. 10 up. 10 up.
10 up.
Yeah. A lot of cars coming up. Up.
Right, does it want to be on the ground or the first floor or level two? Which one's the ground floor?
This one.
No.
That one?
Yes, the ground one is always the one at ground level on the bottom. The very first one you come to is ground level. If there's something underneath the ground, it's the basement. But there isn't on this garage, is there? This one is the first floor, number one. And this one is the second floor, number two. It's the top one in this case, isn't it? It looks as if you could buy another garage and put it on top. Look, there's more holes for it to slip onto.
Or is it gone?
What, the?
That.
Oh, well, I don't think there was another one. I'm just saying, I think if you could buy another one. Oh! Gosh, the post lorry is a big thing to park in the car park. Look, the car fits in nicely, but you try and park the post lorry. I think it'll stick out too much, won't it?
Look, it's parked in number four.
No, there isn't a number four. It's just one, two, three on each floor, isn't it? Do you think these must be the car parking meters here where you put... Perhaps they are, Thomas. Perhaps those holes are for you to put the money in the slot so you can park. You know when we go into Stockport?
No.
Does Daddy have to go and put some money in the car parking meter?
No.
Then he comes back to the car with a ticket, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And what does he do with the ticket?
No.
Does he put it on the machine, on the windscreen?
Yeah.
Takes it out of the machine, doesn't he?
Yeah. And the car is going home.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, this worked really well. This little green truck from the wooden train set. Didn't it? Look how quickly that went all the way down. Oh! It's fallen off at the bottom.
Lily?
Yes, ma'am.
This car is going to run over somebody.
Oh dear, that doesn't sound good. What do you think this is? This must be glass. No, this is all green at the bottom.
And you know what's happening in a minute?
No.
It's going on the grass.
Oh dear, dear. That's naughty. It's got all that car parking space. And it's driven on the grass. What will happen to the grass?
No.
That's all churned up, won't it? And dirty.
Look
at the
bit of
dirt. That's a bit dirty, won't it?
And the lorry won't go. That went down then. Well, petrol. Well, it's now lorry's gone.
No.
And then it's going on the grass very quickly.
He's going on the grass as well, very quickly. Nobody's stopped buying the petrol yet, Thomas, from the service station.
What he is. Quit coming, before it spills.
Look, here's the petrol pump. It says normal or super. Who says super?
Linda.
Linda, what does Linda say when she sees something? Super.
Duper.
Super duper, doesn't she? It's a funny thing to say, really, that, isn't it? Super duper.
It's here, okay, but
and look, the fire engine's still on the other end, isn't it? What else do you think you'd find at the petrol station?
What? Money.
Well, usually there's somewhere where you can put water in your car. And do you remember in Disbury we've seen the station with the pump? Where you can pump air into your tyres if they're getting flat?
No, I don't.
Do you not remember that?
No. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Play.
Are you?
That car go and wash.
Is that too big to go in the car wash?
Yeah. Big lorries can go.
Can they?
Yeah, big lorries.
Big lorries.
Like that big.
Wow, they're really big, aren't they?
Yeah.
What happens in the car wash? Have you been in the car wash?
No.
Yeah.
Do the rollers go round and round and round, the brushes?
Yeah. I don't remember it.
You don't remember it?
The lorry was gone. Oh, that can't work. I'm getting lots of petrol.
Are you?
Yes, I am. And when I get a gun again, going up and up, going up and up and up. And up.
Oh gosh, and he's reached the top. I bet he feels very dizzy, doesn't he, when he's up to the top?
I'm gonna park in that one.
Is he? Is he reversing?
Anyway, down again.
Oh gosh, what is it? We've got 2 minutes. Why is he going back down? Has he forgotten something?
Yes.
What's he forgotten? The money for the car park machine?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Well, usually garages have a shop, don't they? Perhaps he'll go and buy something at the shop and get some change. Whoops-a-daisy. Sometimes it just comes in stuff you haven't broken it. That's it. It clicks back together like that.
Now we got them his dinner.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, was he parking in the car park to have his lunch?
Yeah. But he spilt it. Now he spilt his Diet Coke.
Has he?
And it's glowing.
Oh dear, dear.
Look at it.
Oh, what a mess. On the inside?
No, outside.
Oh, heck. How did that happen?
Worse, he's drinking outside.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did he drop the can?
Yeah.
And did he go whoosh and spray up everywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a mess, isn't it?
Yeah. He's glowing that can for his dinner.
Oh dear, because he dropped his Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Oh, does he live a long way away, the postman?
He lives there.
Does he? Gosh.
You know what his daughter's called? Mrs.
Do I know what his daughter's called? Mrs?
Yes.
Is she just called Mrs?
Yes.
We were watching Storytime once and there was a character on there. She was called Mrs, wasn't she?
I'm Mrs.
Well, do you remember that story about the lilies and the rain? We've got some lilies in the garden. You know those beautiful pink flowers we've got?
It's coming up again! I have a stroke! You got to put... You know his pussycat's called?
No.
Dub Dub.
His pussycat's called Dub Dub?
Yes.
Goodness. That's a funny pussycat, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going up and up and up and up! He's going on the freeway.
He's going?
Look.
Did you say he's going on the freeway?
Yeah.
What do you mean he's going on the freeway?
Because. And there's a man going up.
The freeway? Are you talking about a motorway? Or is it just something you said?
Yeah. And he's going down again.
Well, I think I'm going to do some shopping. So I'm coming to the car park.
Then you saw post lorry.
I think I'll wait for the post lorry to come down first. Or perhaps this is the thing, Thomas, perhaps. Because the arrows all point downwards, don't they? Perhaps what you
want
to
do... You want to get some post!
Right, well I think my car, I'm coming shopping now. And I'm going to actually put the car in the lane because I think...
Yes. And
because the arrows point down, I think you just have to put the car in the lift. And everybody, the car and all the people go in the lift. Go back to the top floor. Right, I think I'll park here, number one. And then I'm going to get in the lift and go back down to the bottom. Right, that's me out. I'm going to the shops now. I'll come back later and pick the car up.
Then, and the post boy comes in. The man shouted, "There's any more room for me?"
There's plenty of room.
Thanks.
There's quite a few spaces on the top floor.
Oops, and then I knocked it over.
Did you?
Yes.
And that's because your postcard is so big.
Yes, that's why.
Is that why?
Yeah. I park. There you go, Mummy.
Oh, you're parking next to me. Why does that always happen, Thomas?
What?
You can go to a car park and there can be masses of spaces. And somebody always comes and parks right next to you.
Mm.
Oh. Right, that one's going home. Right, off he goes. Oh, look, somebody else is arriving. In the elevator, are you going to take them to the top floor?
Who is it?
It's a green truck. Is that all right?
Yes.
Green truck. Oops. Oh dear.
He's gone.
He's had a tumble. You take him up. Oh dear dear. You take him up in the lift to the top floor and I'll catch him at the top and get him parked.
Right.
That's right, is he there?
Yes.
Okay, right, he can park in number two on that side. Right, what about the Lego train? That could come up in the lift, couldn't it?
Yes, it can.
It's over there, look.
But it can't fit, it's too big.
Oh, no, it isn't. That one's fine. If the post lorry can come up, that can.
Post lorry might fit. Oh, it doesn't.
It doesn't, oh, never mind. Well, let's get the Lego train and we can park that. We can park that on the floor beneath, can't we?
And it's coming up.
Right, okay, well, he can stop off at the second. At the first floor.
There's any room for me?
Well, we'll park him here, shall we?
No. Let's try the top.
You want to get him at the top as well?
There's any room for me? I park up there.
That's a good place to park, isn't it?
And he went down for lunch.
Did he?
Yes, he does. He lives. Over there.
Does he right?
Yeah. You know his house called Burnage.
His house is called Burnage, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Burnage, Burnage House.
Yes.
And where's that?
That's from Newtown.
Newtown?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Newtown has got lots of railway stations.
Has it?
Yes.
Newtown has lots and lots of railway stations. Mm.
Yeah.
That sounds a nice place to live.
Yeah.
You'd like living somewhere where there are lots and lots of railway stations, wouldn't you?
Yes, I do.
I was just thinking about this actually, Thomas. Car parks.
And the lorry ran down for his petrol.
He's going for petrol, is he?
Yes.
What do you do with Nana and Grandad? You park at B&Q, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What do you watch in the car park there?
Lots of cars coming.
Do you?
Yeah.
What else do you watch?
Lorries won't come in.
Won't they?
No.
Do lorries park somewhere else?
Yeah.
What do you go and watch when you go and park there?
Trains.
The trains, don't you?
Yeah. And he parked here.
It's a very popular place, the top floor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just think, if it rains and you park on the top floor, you've got to walk from the lift with all your shopping in the rain because there's no roof. Whereas if you park here on the first floor, if it's raining, the floor that belongs to the top floor becomes the ceiling of the first floor.
Oh, it's raining! There's a lorry driver. Quick!
He's going to park somewhere else so that he has to get out of his cab. That's good thinking, isn't it? Look, pitter-patter, pitter-patter. The rain's falling on this floor, but it's not. It's not going on the post lorry, is it? Can you hear it? Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. I can hear a train now.
What are you doing? It's coming up, Dad. And it rained again.
It's raining again?
Yeah. Quick, get side.
Where's the fire engine gone from the elevator?
I find it.
Oh, it's here. It's right by your hand. Here, look.
Right here. There you go, dear.
Thank you. I think I'll park on the top floor because the firemen aren't bothered to get out getting wet. They've got yellow helmets, haven't they? And waterproof coats to protect them from the rain.
And look, maybe we can put them on a lift. Catch. Look, I got him. up.
Right, shall I get him out?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, he's off.
Missed him.
Well, I think he wanted to go down that way, didn't he? You think the fire engine needs a clean?
Yeah.
Shall we go to the car wash?
Wash.
Where's the car wash? How can we get to the car wash from here? I can't see where I'm going. Have you got some things?
It's here.
Right. Is he getting nice and clean? What's the line of the song in Fireman Sam?
Fireman Sam, he only knows Sam is here next door.
Sam is the hero next door, driving through the busy streets. People wave, people smiling, that he greets. Is there not something about a shiny engine? That's the bit I'm trying to get to.
Cleaning on his engine, Fireman Sam, the only know, driving on the nearest hopes. Needle away, level needs. Look.
I thought he sang something about a shiny engine. Keeps his engine nice and clean. That's what I'm thinking of. Fireman Sam keeps his engine nice and clean. Fireman Sam, you cannot ignore. Sam is the hero next door. Fireman Sam's the hero next door. Oh, I'll tell you the other one I was thinking of. That song we sang, the Beatles song. Do you remember Penny Lane? It was on the radio a long time ago and I sang it. And it was about... And Penny Lane,
Penny Lane,
Andy keeps his fire engine clean in the pouring rain. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. But all the way through the song, it talks about the fire engine, and at one point, you hear the bell going ding a ling. There you are, that's a song about a fire engine keeping sparkly clean.
Wash, wash, wash.
Wash, wash. And this one's going to be just as clean, isn't it?
What's your lorry? Mine is going up.
Well, the post car is going up, so he's spilled his Diet Coke, he's gone home, he's had some lunch and he's back again now, is he?
Yeah. No, he's eaten spaghetti.
He's eaten spaghetti, has he?
Yeah.
Oh dear, what sort of spaghetti? Just spaghetti or spaghetti bolognese?
Spaghetti bolognese with lots of sausages.
Spaghetti bolognese with lots of sausages?
Yes.
Oh wow, that's...
No, they want the taste of liquid.
You see, spaghetti bolognese with sausages and it's the taste of licorice.
Yeah.
Well, that is interesting, isn't it? Yes, I think he would have been better sticking to his coloured Diet Coke, actually, don't you?
Yes. And the other man got, for dinner, tea and lunch.
He got tea and lunch for his dinner?
Yes.
Right, and what did his lunch consist of? What did he eat for his lunch?
Sausages and beans.
Sausages and beans?
Yeah. You know, a friend is called Masses.
Masses?
Yes.
Whose friend?
My friend.
Your friend?
Yes, he is.
What friend's this, Thomas?
That's called... my friend is called Max.
Your friend is called Max? Oh, which friend's this? Is this somebody from nursery?
Yeah.
Because I don't know anybody called Max. Well, I do, actually.
Trainers. A member's called Max.
Oh, Thomas. Yes, I know that, Max. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
So it's not really a friend, is it? It's somebody from television. Max and Judy, are they childminders? I never quite understand this, because the tweenies we've got... Bella, Fizz, Miles and Jake and Doodles the dog.
No, Jake.
Yes, that's what I said. Jake, Milo are the two boys. We've got Bella and Fizz, the two girls, and Doodles the dog.
Yeah.
But then we've got two other characters, Max and Judy. And Max and Judy seem older, don't they? They seem to know what they're doing. I thought at first Max was a grandfather, but I don't think he can be, otherwise they'd call him Grandad. So I wondered if Max and Judy ran there. If they looked after the tweenies. Yes?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Mike?
Nothing. Nothing.
Is there a boy at nursery called Max?
No.
Right,
no.
No.
No, get me, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. I like the way these gates open to let people get through. That's really clever.
He wants to get down. He wants to get past. Does I go down?
Certainly can.
Okay.
It's quite a busy car park, this, isn't it? I don't think I've ever seen a postman and a fireman park in a car park. Or a train carriage come to that. A little yellow car's about the best thing, isn't it?
No, it's coming back for his mints.
Is he?
Yes. No, his mints are cut. No, his mints are taken off. No, you know his box. His colour is. His best lorry is called brown.
Oh, his best lorry's brown, is it?
It is.
What's your favourite colour?
Oh, the lorry. Oh, it's there.
What's your favourite colour, Thomas?
Brown.
Brown?
Yes.
You mean the favourite colour for a lorry?
Yes.
What colour are the lorries that we see when we go to Grandma Bielby's?
I don't know.
The supermarket lorries that we see on the motorway in Yorkshire, are they?
Daddy.
Remember that sort of bright blue?
Yeah.
Summerfield, isn't it? The supermarket. We see them a lot. Orange and white's a good colour for a lorry. What lorry's orange and white?
This one.
No, what's the orange and white one?
Orange.
TNT lorry. And we see John Lewis lorries and Marks and Spencer's lorries and Boots lorries, don't we?
No, we heard of the post lorry coming.
What else do we get? Do we get a Tesco and Sainsbury's lorries?
Yeah. Oh.
What was the deal? We still haven't put the door back on the post lorry, have we?
No.
Do you know how to do that? The door's here. I think we better put the lights on in a minute. It's gone quite dull, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I do, it's late. I think that's why.
Yeah.
It's nearly bedtime, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little gift.
Then you come back to play with me.
Of course so. You're going to just draw the curtain so I can put the light on. It's not really dark enough to have a light on, but seeing as we're playing in this corner.
I don't
want
anybody
to see in to us, no, that's why I've chosen the curtains. They don't want people staring there.
Yeah.
Might all want to join in with our game.
Yes. We won't see that.
No.
I have that lamp.
Well, we can put that one on, can't we? Do you know how to turn it on?
Yes, I do. No way.
I thought you might.
Oh, dear. I can't see that.
No, is it too dark to see to put the light on?
Oh dear.
Oh dear, dear. Never mind, I'll put the big light on.
Yeah.
And then I'll put the door back on the post, sorry.
Yes, that was better.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Let's see what's on the top.
Yeah. Well, we don't need it on now, Thomas. I've put this big light on.
Oh, yeah.
How's that?
It's there!
Oh, there it is! I knew we'd seen it somewhere. Right, so you can put that one in there. That's brilliant, isn't it? Right, let's see now if that makes a difference to the way things go down. What would you like to try it with? The little yellow cars at the bottom, look.
No, need that. We need a post lorry!
Do you?
We do. Oh, it's harder.
The TNT lorry wasn't really successful because the cab and the lorry back are separate, aren't they? Whereas the post lorry, it's all one. I think when you had the cab and the back separate, one wouldn't go around the corner, would it?
Box! There!
Yes. Do you like this garage?
Yeah.
It's nice of Ben, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we still have it.
Well, we're only borrowing it overnight, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because we went to see Ben and Charlotte.
Yeah.
And you were playing with it, weren't you? You were all playing on the floor with it, weren't you?
Yeah.
But Ben was tired and he was going to bed.
Yeah.
Charlotte wasn't going to bed. She was all right.
Charlotte was tired.
Was she telling you she was tired?
Yes. Yeah. on the door.
Right, oh. I'll put it on. I think you were tired as well, weren't you? And Lynn said,
yeah.
Would you like to borrow it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course you can.
Oh, I said that would be very nice because we could play with it and then we can let them have it back, can't we, tomorrow morning? I think that would be good.
Yeah. Then we're really, really upset. So I keep it.
No, because we're not keeping it, we're just borrowing it. Ben knows that.
And he's shutting the door.
There we are, you've got the doors on. Right. Although they seem to flop open now, something's happened to the door.
And I won't get it.
I don't know what it is. Did we say the bus was too big to go down? Oh yes, it doesn't go around corners now, does it? Never mind, I'll play with the bus on the floor here. Do you remember this little bus? Didn't you have a lot of fun with it? Do you remember? Where's the bus? Where's the bus? That's what you used to say. Car park in service, 24 hours it says. Do you know what 24 hours means, Thomas?
No.
It means it's open all day and all night. Well, there are 12 hours during the day.
Yeah, lots of people might come in.
They would, wouldn't they, if it was open that number of hours. You have 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mama, you want to have your car?
Yes, please, I'll park my car. I'll do some
shopping.
Where's
your car?
Oh, look, I've done my shopping. Let me come back in the lift.
Right.
Hang on.
Right, okay.
Pop me back up in the lift, Mark, and we'll pick my car up and drive out.
Right, where's the lift? Lift, lift, lift.
You've not lost the lift, it's there.
What? Oh, yes.
Thomas, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, possibly 6 in the morning when we're asleep. 7 and 8 o'clock is getting up and breakfast.
Yeah.
9 o'clock we usually go out.
I'm ready to go down.
Yes. Well, no, I was going to go and get my car, wasn't I? My car's on the next... Where's my car, Thomas? Is it on the next floor? Oh, it's on the ground floor. That's where the car is. Yellow car. 10 o'clock it's Teletubbies. 11 o'clock it's a drink of milk. 12 o'clock it's lunch. And that's 12 hours. And then in the afternoon...
You drop... The lift has dropped you down.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
You're down.
I hope I've not hurt myself.
If you have, you hurt your tummy.
I bet I would. And then in the afternoon, we've got 1 o'clock when we're probably still having lunch.
Yeah.
2 o'clock when we usually do something quiet, don't we, just to give you a little rest. 3 o'clock is drink time again. 4 o'clock we usually go out, maybe for a walk or to the park. 5 o'clock tea time.
Yeah.
6 o'clock playing or walking. 7 o'clock bath time, 8 o'clock bed. And then 9, 10, 11 and 12. Of the evening and when Mummy and Daddy are getting ready to go to bed, and that's another 12 hours. So if you have the 12 hours where we've had sleeping early hours of the morning and breakfast and Teletubbies milk and lunch, that's 12 hours in the morning.
Mummy, you're not going to get my purse
for me. Oh yes, I'll drive it down for you, thank you.
Thank you.
And then we've got the 12 hours after dinner that take us...
Order your car!
Oh dear, have we had a bump?
Yes. See, what's the matter?
Thomas, the 12.
Oh, and the bottom says nobody playing with it.
Does it? I bet it doesn't.
No.
Oh, yes.
Nobody plays.
The 12 hours in the afternoon and bedtime.
Yeah.
The two 12 hours added together are 24 hours, and that's every hour in the day and the night. And this garage is open all that time.
Yeah.
So when you're asleep, the garage is open. When you're having your breakfast, your lunch, your drinks and your tea, watching Teletubbies, garage is open.
Yeah.
When you're having your bath and getting ready to go to bed at night, garage is still open. That's 24 hours a day.
Is it always shutting?
Yes, that's right.
What's that?
Well, that's a barrier.
Oh yes, that's broken now.
It's a barrier or a signal, isn't it?
I know, can't come in. Signals go up.
Not a single, a signal.
Signal.
Signal. Signal.
No, this is broken off.
No, it hasn't. It just slots back in there, doesn't it? Signal.
They're gone.
Signal. You're saying it worse than you did before I tried to get you to say
single.
It right. No, single.
No, single.
Single. What other word can't you say?
Single back.
Single, you can say it now. No, there's one other word that you can't say.
Left.
When we're having a salad and we have lettuce and tomato, what's the other thing that I often chop up? Long green thing and I slice it up. What's it called? A cucumber. You try and say that.
A cucumber.
Tomato, lettuce and?
Cucumber.
It's cucumber.
Yeah.
Cucumber.
Yeah.
Cucumber.
I can't try that.
I can't say it now. Cucumber.
Cucumber.
You said it. You said signal and cucumber. Aren't you clever?
Yeah.
You're a clever little boy, aren't you?
Single.
Coconut. Not a single, a signal.
Signal.
No, you're messing me.
Tickle.
And a signal and a cucumber.
Tickle. What's in here?
Cake.
Let's eat it all.
No, you bring it to me. Let me open the box, please.
Right.
Would you like a bite?
I'm going to eat it all up.
Are you?
Yes.
Which one? Lemon or white icing?
White.
White?
Yeah. You have a white.
Oh, white. I don't think I want some more. I had a piece of flapjack and I had that cup of coffee.
Oh, yum, right. Yum.
Sit next to me or sit on your bicycle and eat it.
Please. I sit.
You mustn't sit in the garage.
Sit.
That's it. I've taken the paper off. How's that? It's nice, doesn't it? Does that taste good? You like that?
No more.
You don't want any more? We've had two licks of the icing and that's it. We've got to go and wash your hands now, Tom. You're sticky, come on. Is that all you want? Do you not like it or are you just full?
Just full.
You're full. Right, let's go and wash your hands in the kitchen, please.
That's the yellow one. The yellow one's not
there. Well, the other one's not sticky, is it? No, we had the other one before. Right.
This one is
not
there.
Come back in here to dry it. There we are. How's that? What about the other hand?
Never had any that.
No, I'll just give it a wipe on the towel. That's good, isn't it?
Deal. You can say deal.
Deal?
Deal.
Has somebody said that to you?
Between is, before we did a Humpty Dumpty book, say deal.
Before they read the Humpty Dumpty book, they say deal?
Yes, deal.
Deal.
What's deal?
I don't really know what you're talking about there.
Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Who's Jeremy?
Jeremy the tractor. Say look.
Jeremy the tractor. Let me have a look. Oh, that's ink on the back of that. Jeremy. Oh, yes, that's right. It says, the day Jeremy came to stay. When Little Red Tractor and Stan go to the market, they come back with Jeremy, an old cart horse, who surprises them all at Gosling Farm. Gosh, it would, wouldn't it, if they went to market and came back with a cart horse? It would be a bit of a surprise, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If we go to the market, we go to buy different things, don't we?
We do.
Not cart horses.
No, yuck.
Usually lettuce, tomatoes and... what else?
Nothing.
Cucumbers.
I try to say,
You know Auntie Wendy? She can't say Debenhams or Millennium.
No.
Debenhams, she says Debenhams. And Millennium, she says Millennium. It's like that book we read about Winnie the Pooh, do you remember? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Do you remember that? You couldn't say happy birthday. You'd say all sorts of silly things. Happy birthday, wasn't he?
Little buffer.
Little buffer. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And put this, who's that radio?
Pardon?
What's that video?
We can't watch this video. That's a Postman Pat video. No, we can't watch a video now. Let's pop it there, and if we need it tomorrow, we know where it is.
Mummy, let's go.
You want me to come again?
Yes, I'm going. This time, I can have your car.
You're taking my car?
Then, you can play with my post line.
Oh, right, okay. That's a fair deal.
I bring sweet corn and two cucumbers.
Sweet corn and two cucumbers? Yes. In your lorry? In the post lorry?
No. Then I'll go up a lift.
Right. Oh, yes. I see. That's what you've got in your shopping
bag.
I put
my car.
Put your car there. Right. Yes. Very good.
You don't want to lift.
What's happened?
It's broken.
I don't think it's broken. I think it was... there's a lot of masking tape on it, isn't there? Lynn's put some tape on to hold it together. And then it hasn't broken, love. It's just... Right, so the lift, look.
You can't get down.
I'd love to know what's happened to that.
It won't just go home. We're going home.
I wonder if it ever worked. There we are. Look, that just clips on there, that side. On that side, and you're back in business, Thomas, huh?
Also, I can't sit here. Thank you so very much.
Who are you saying thank you to?
Mummy.
Oh, look, this is really good now. We've got the lift to stop on each floor, right?
I'm going to bathroom. Nice sweet corn.
Oh, you like sweet corn? Look, this is working perfectly now.
Oh, I can do it in the lift now.
Oops, well, you could apart from I've just knocked the fan off. Yeah, that's working really well, isn't it? Oh, that elevator, I think that's smashing when that opens up.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Can I have a little kiss from the car park attendant, please? And then little car park attendant.
Hello.
Oh, that was a nice kiss. Oh, that was an even better kiss. You're a nice car park attendant, aren't you?
Thank you.
You're my favourite, bestest ever car park attendant.
Now my name is called Park Attendant.
Park Attendant.
The Park Attendant.
Park Attendant. Park attendant.
I got lots of things.
Have you? Have you taken about the car?
Sure. Park. Where I park?
Where would you like to park?
Where's my car?
Oh no, it's not been pinched, has it? Yeah. Job for the policeman if it's been pinched.
I put it. Is that I can move? Thank you.
Oh gosh, oh no, he's hit the post lorry.
Where?
The fire engine's run right into the back of the post lorry.
Oh dear, I get it.
Look, there's a little black train.
And that one.
Oh yes, oh well, that goes really well, doesn't it? Look at the engines. A black one. There's a blue one. Well, it's a pity we didn't discover these before, because these go down perfectly. They go down much better than a little green one, don't they?
Yeah.
Gosh, we could have filled every car park and skirts in the car park if we found it. Oh, look. Little the tank engine. Oh, dear. He went down so quickly that he fell off at the bottom, didn't he?
Got a yellow car this week.
You've got a yellow car this week?
Yes.
Oh, that makes it sound as if you've got lots of cars and you can choose a different car.
No, my other one is bashed.
Oh, is it?
In the alarm clock.
It's bashed in the alarm clock?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds funny.
In Fireman Sam's.
Right. What happened in Fireman Sam?
Went
bang like that. Oh dear.
I went really, really big.
Like a big bash like that, you'll hurt your house as soon as the fire gone. That just sounds like a big bang.
Yeah.